One thing I'll never deny is my testimony to anybody. I know that I made a lot of bad choices in my life. I know that I took up drugs and I took up alcohol. I took up all the temptations in the world because my life was empty.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people out there that are in that situation. They're empty. And you don't have to be without money. You don't have to be without food. You don't have to be in a bad situation to make bad choices. And yes. I was brought up in a good home and a good church, and I still made bad choices. You can have a great family and still make bad choices.
Yes,
but just because you make bad choices doesn't mean that you can't turn your life around. But I'm telling you, the only way that you can turn your life around and that we can turn others' lives around that aren't here today is that we begin to pray.
Yes.
Can I get an amen from the church this morning? We have to begin to pray. We have to begin to dig deep into God's presence and not give up until we know that we got a hold of Him. There were people that prayed for me even when I wasn't praying. Do you hear what I'm saying? There was people that was praying for me when I didn't care, when I was still out partying, still out living a life that I thought was fun. There was people crying out, agonizing to God, that wanted God to change my life. And though I thought that my life was fun, it was just for a season. And though we feel like that what they're doing feels like forever, if we go to God and believe long enough, it's only for a season. We might feel like that we're in dry and barren land sometimes in our walk with God, but if we hang in there long enough, it's just for a season. I know beyond all doubt that if we hang to Him, that we will find our blessings, but it's in the endurance. It's in the hanging in there. It's in the not letting go. It's in the praying every day. It's in the not giving up. I don't give up now because I know that I'm free. I don't let go because I know that I'm delivered. I am only delivered because of His Spirit. I was never able to let it go and lay it down. I said it every time that I'll be able to get rid of this thing on my own. And every time I tried that, I failed. Every time I tried that, I failed. But I finally came to God and I said, Lord, if I have to crawl on the floor the rest of my life, if I have none of my friends anymore, if I have to live homeless, God, if I'm free from this, Lord, I'll live for You. I'll serve You, God. I'll do whatever it takes. Lord, let me be free from this bondage. If we come to Him with a whole heart, it doesn't matter what kind of problem you've got. God will move in your situation. He will not leave you stranded. He will not leave you behind. It does not matter. It said that it is but a small thing to Him. It is but a small thing. Addiction does not matter to God. It does not matter if you come to Him believing. You might be believing for somebody else. You keep believing. God's going to move. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen from somebody in the house? God will move. We just have to come together and believe. We're living in a time where people are out there in such darkness. The Bible talks about these days when the love of many would begin to wax cold. You go out there, the people that would used to help you no more. And the people that you used to be able to depend upon, them, you can't depend upon no more. But the only thing that I know that I can lean on in the midnight hour when everybody else leaves me behind is the good hand of God. I know that His Spirit is my comfort and the one that lifts me up when I'm down. The one when I feel bound. He'll break those chains off of me and lift me up and let me know that I'm free. I don't mean to get in the way of nobody, but I give Him the glory. He didn't bring me this far out for me to be somebody silent for the stones to cry out for me. He didn't save us for us to feel like we're lost. He didn't bring us out, David, for us to feel like that we're lost. We always know where we're going if He's our guide. He's the one that leads us. He's the one that guides us. I've been reading in the Scripture about how they were in the wilderness by the Red Sea. Oh, glory to God. And how that Moses said, did You leave us here just for us to die? And God said, go forward. And all that they were looking at was the Red Sea. All that they saw was water. Before them, it was about 1,400 miles wide. And know that if they tried to walk through that water, they would have never made it. But By day there was a cloud that separated them from the enemy. A cloud by day. And when we're following God, He will separate you from those things that try to afflict you. If you're walking in His will, and if you're seeking Him, He will lead you out. And in the dark times, when it was darkness in the night, for them to be able to get ahead of the enemy, there was a fire by night. Don't you know that God led them through the night too? They had the advantage, whether it be day or whether it be night, whether we feel like that it's impossible or not, God will lead us through the wilderness. He'll lead us through the oceans. He'll lead us through on dry ground. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord, and I'll let you know that He's here to help you. He's here to lead you. Fire by night means He'll lead you through the darkness. That's Old Testament. But in the New Testament, as it applies to us today, that's that Holy Spirit that leads us. It's our teacher. It's our guide. You want to read it? Let's read it. I hope I'm not offended anybody. John chapter 14, 16, 17. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, nor neither it knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Numbers 14:14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that Thou, Lord, art among this people, that Thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that Thy cloud standeth over them, and that Thou goest before them by day in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. He will guide you and lead you through no matter what it is. And my life and my wife and our circumstances are rough right now too. But I'm here standing in faith. Yes. I'm hanging in there. And I'm not letting go of God's promises.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Somebody's standing with me. We're a pillar of truth.
Yes.
We're a pillar of love. We got to be the ones that stand when everybody else sits down and says, I quit. We got to be the ones that have something in us that rises up when everybody else looks on and says, there's no hope. We got to be the ones that has joy in the morning, though the sorrow may endure for the night. Oh, I just thank God. He will lead you. He will show you the way if you allow Him to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.